This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. It's your weekly blitz with Chris, keeping you in the game.
Are you ready to supercharge your auto repair business? This is Coach Chris Cotton from AutoFix Auto Shop Coaching. The weekly blitz is where industry expertise and business innovation collide, revving your engines for the week ahead. Every episode has game-changing insights, up-to-the-minute industry updates, and practical tips to shift your business into high gear. We're talking about stuff you didn't even know you didn't know, folks. Make sure to check out one of the other great podcasts on the Aftermarket Radio Network. Big shout out to our awesome sponsor, Shop Marketing Pros, top-tier marketing for not just any audience, but the right audience. Shop Marketing Pros connects your European auto repair shop with car enthusiasts who value expertise, the auto repair experience, and a great relationship. Go Pro with Shop Marketing Pros, your ticket to top-tier results. Find out how they can fuel your success at shopmarketingpros.com/Chris. As most of you know, I spend like an hour reading, some would say fun, some would say not fun, things every morning when I get up. First thing I do, get some water, take my vitamins, sit, read all the emails that come in. I've got Google Alerts set up for my company and some others in the industry. And so I see if anything hits, I see things there first. And one of the things that came up recently is the J.D. Power 2024 U.S. Customer Service Index study. And this study is pointed towards the dealerships, but this is why I read it, because there's a lot of stuff that we can get out of this information to help us better. So first, I'm going to talk about what's actually in the report or what the report says. Then I'm going to share some of my thoughts on it. And then I'm going to share kind of a marketing plan on how to focus on the inefficiency, some of the wrong things that dealerships doing that can help us out. And we need to use that in our marketing strategies. Okay, let's get into this and talk about it, share it, see it. So again, this is the J.D. Power 2024 U.S. Customer Service Index study. And while customer satisfaction with dealers has rebounded this year, dealers are grappling with parts and labor shortages. This has led into longer appointment wait times. Here's the other thing. I'm a firm believer, I'm going to die on this sword, that the dealerships are ruining more technicians than the independents are at this point. All my surveys, everything that I have that is geared toward that, the answers I'm getting, the survey responses I'm getting, is I worked at a dealership, the dealership sucks, and I'm bailing out. I'm leaving the industry. Now, about half of those leave without ever going to an independent, but there's a whole section of technicians that are great, can be better if they would make it into the independent world. So I'm going to tell you right now, if you're not fighting to get technicians from dealerships into your business or fighting in the trade schools to get them to come to you first and skip the dealerships, you got to do that. The dealerships are ruining it for everybody and it's not good for the industry. So let's get out there, salvage them. And to me, that also leads into, they don't talk about it in here because I don't think they ask this question, but this is also the reason why customers have long wait times. We have a Winnebago Travato camper van that we travel the country in. I got to get a warranty issue taken care of it. You're going to hear this the 1st of April. I was told they might not get to it until May, but to go ahead and bring it in and leave it. And unfortunately, I'm stuck in this instance where I have to go to them. When people call, people are calling, and that's what they're getting from the dealership. Now, I'm also going to say this. When we get into the study, you're going to find out that customer wait times have gone up. So again, if you're a shop out there and you're proud of the fact that you're 3 to 4 weeks out, great. I'm great for you if that's what you think. But you're losing just as many people as you're getting. You have to have a technician in every bay. You have to figure out how to make it work. Unless that's just not one. If you want to be booked out 3, 4 weeks, then more power to you. I just can't see that as being a long-term solution, especially if anything changes in the industry and we're not able, or excuse me, if the customer stopped buying for some reason. I think you people are going to be in trouble. So anyway, back to their survey. So anyway, out of a top score of 1,000, the overall customer service satisfaction improved 5 points to 851. And one of the quotes from the people that they talked to in this says, it's encouraging to see an improvement in service satisfaction, but unfortunately, the capacity and wait time issues have gotten progressively worse since the pandemic and show no immediate signs of easing up. Gosh, what else can we blame on the pandemic at this point? Like, people, it's time to get over it, move on. Stop using that as a crutch. So the following are some of the key findings that I pulled out of this study. Appointment wait times for mass market vehicles continues to increase. On average, owners of mass market vehicles wait 5.2 days for an appointment at the dealer, up from 4.8 days in 2023, while owners of premium vehicles wait 5.4 days. This is European diesels, things like that, slightly better than a year ago. Wait times in both segments are still significantly higher than, again, pre-pandemic levels. Customers want prompt service appointments. Longer wait times at dealers drive more customers to aftermarket service facilities. We have to be ready for when they make the phone call. Among customers in the mass market segment, 35% now choose aftermarket service because of the ability to be seen right away. Again, we're gonna read a lot of this over again. 35% now choose aftermarket service because of the ability to be seen right away, surpassing cheaper costs as a reason for choosing such service. Also notable is that 55% of customers select aftermarket service due to the convenience of location. Where is this at in conjunction with me? Also, how soon can they get to me? One of the other things I pulled out of there was technology improves the service experience. Technology is integral to enhancing the service experience. Customers are four times more likely to indicate they would like to get service updates via text message than by phone call. We're going to read that back. This is important because I have this conversation with the shop owner almost weekly at this point where they're like, oh, my customers don't want to get a text message. Keep fooling yourself. People communicate via text message now more than ever. It's only going to keep shifting that way. Also, a couple of podcasts ago, I said the next big advancement in productivity in your shop is how we communicate with customers and how you service advisors use text messaging and things like that. So let's read this back again. Customers are four times more likely to indicate they would like to get service updates via text message than by phone call. Out of the people that replied to the survey, 68% of the people surveyed said they'd rather get updates via text message than by phone call. Only 16% of the people that answered it would rather have it by phone call. We have to meet the people on the common ground. Additionally, when service advisors provide photos or videos to support the results of MPIs, what they're calling it, or multi-point inspection, or DVIs, what I want to tell you, customer satisfaction with their advisors improved by 31 points than when no photos or videos are shared. Again, we're reading that one back. Additionally, when service advisors provide photos or videos to support the results of a DVI, customer satisfaction with the advisor improves by 31 points. Let that sink in for just a minute. The amount spent per dealer visit continues to climb. During the past 2 years, the average amount spent on a recent dealer service visit has risen by 30% for owners of both premium and mass market vehicles. Among customers whose service is not covered by warranty or maintenance contract, these increases can be attributed to inflation and higher costs for parts and labor. I don't think 30% of that can be attributed to inflation. If we're talking about things, first off, great. It's a relief to see customer satisfaction scores climbing to 851. But let's don't break out the champagne for them just yet. The root problems, what we've heard, are parts and labor shortages. Now this is when the labor shortage comes up, because I wrote it this way. They're sticking around like unwanted guests at a party. The shortages aren't minor hiccups. They're causing major delays in how quickly we can get cars in and out of the shop. It feels like we're in a game of catch up that just keeps getting harder. Dealerships are trying to cut us out at this point as well. I don't know how many times I've heard in the last couple of weeks where dealerships they're not delivering to shop owners anymore. The prices have gone up. You have to order online. You have to pay with a credit card. You can't talk to a person. And if you order something, then you own it, period. And you're not, there's no returning it. So unfortunately, I think this is going to get harder. As we get into this, we're going to get into the nitty gritty a little bit more. That 2024 study dropped some truth bombs we can't ignore. Owners of mass market vehicles are now sitting back twiddling their thumbs for over 5 days on average before their vehicle sees the inside of a dealership. You know, that's an increase from 4.8 days last year. Those driving premium vehicles are not faring much better, with wait times around 5.4 days. So it's clear the days of quick turnaround are taking a backseat to extended wait times that we haven't seen in quite a while at the dealership. Here's where it gets more interesting. Customers aren't just sitting quietly by. They're voting with their feet and steering towards aftermarket service facilities like yours, like never before. Why? Two big reasons. Immediate service and convenience. Over a third of mass market vehicle owners are bypassing dealerships entirely, choosing aftermarket services because they can get their car looked at pronto And let's not overlook the power of convenience. Over half of these customers say they're going after or towards aftermarket options because they're just easier to get to, because we make it easier to do business, okay? The shift's not just about impatience. It's a loud and clear message about how crucial it is for us to adapt and meet our customers where they are, especially when it comes to communication. The digital revolution in customer service isn't coming. It's already here. And if you're not using it, you're so far behind, it's not even funny. So let's don't talk about those of you that have it and just aren't using it. Auto repair shops that have DVI and a process for it see a typical increase in average repair order of $234. What are you waiting for? Like, why are you making this harder? Customers are four times more likely to prefer updates via text over a phone call, in case you weren't listening earlier. And when service advisors step up their game with photos or videos to back up their findings, customer satisfaction scores soar. Goes to transparency, people. Let's talk dollars and cents for a moment. The cost of a dealer visit isn't just creeping up. This is like a rocket ship. In the past 2 years alone, the average bill for service at a dealership has gone up by 30%, both for premium and mass market vehicles. When warranties and maintenance contracts don't cover these costs, customers feel the pinch. It's a double whammy of increased wait times and steeper bills. So what's the game plan? For starters, embracing technology isn't optional. It's essential. We need to meet our customers on their turf with fast, visual, and digital communication. It's about more than convenience. It's about building trust and transparency in every interaction. As for tackling the wait times and cost concerns, it's time for some serious strategizing. Whether it's finding innovative ways to streamline our operations, sourcing parts more efficiently, or just plain old optimizing our labor force, we got our work cut out for us. So the bottom line is what? The landscape shifted or is shifting, and we need to change with it, and we need to be ahead of the curve. It's not just about keeping up. It's about staying ahead and redefining exceptional service in this new era. So now that we know all of this, what do we do with it? First of all, I'm not the advertising expert. If you're a top-tier European or diesel repair specialist, you need to get with the people I trust, my friends Brian and Kim at Shop Marketing Pros. They provide top-tier results for top-tier shops just like yours. Take my information, come up with a game plan, use it how you can, but I'm laying out the steps right here. So let's get into the nitty-gritty of turning these challenges into opportunities for your shops. First of all, the current climate with extended wait times and rising costs at dealerships sets the perfect stage for us to highlight what makes our shops the go-to choice for customers. And here's how we can leverage this to our advantage in our advertising strategy. Number one, emphasize speed and efficiency. First things first, let's capitalize on the most glaring pain point for customers at dealerships, the wait times. Our advertising should scream efficiency. Use real customer testimonials to highlight how quickly we can get their cars in and out. Phrases like get back on the road faster, immediate appointments available, those should be front and center in your ads, social media posts, and promotional materials. Number two, showcase convenience and accessibility. Next up, convenience. This is where our shops can truly shine. Highlight our location's accessibility, easy booking options like online scheduling. Don't get me started on online scheduling. Online scheduling technology is advancing rapidly. Also, any pickup and drop-off services we offer, shuttle service, Uber rides, loaners, night owl boxes. Making our customers' lives easier is a massive selling point, so let's make sure they know just how convenient our services are. Number three, leverage technology and communication. We know customers are leaning heavily into digital communication. Your advertising should showcase our tech-savvy approach to service updates, including text message notification, email summaries, and the use of photos or videos to explain repairs. A focus on transparency and modern communication methods can be a key differentiator. Number four, underline cost effectiveness without sacrificing quality. With the cost of dealership services on the rise, it's time to highlight our value proposition. Focus on competitive pricing, but avoid making it all about being the cheapest option. I don't even want to be the cheapest option. Instead, I want you to emphasize the value customers get, high quality service at a good price. Highlight any warranties or guarantees we offer to reassure customers they're making a smart financial decision. Nationwide warranties. And again, I said, highlight any warranties or guarantees we offer. If you're offering anything less than a 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty, you are losing out and you're probably charging $110 for your labor rate because you have no value in what you do, or your parts margin is 30%. Go big or go home. All right. Number five, educate through content. This is about playing the long game. Use your advertising channels to educate customers on the benefits of aftermarket services. Blog posts, videos, infographics that compare dealership versus aftermarket services in terms of cost, convenience, and quality can help sway customers over time. The educational approach positions us as industry experts and builds trust with potential customers. Number six, tailor special promotions. Lastly, consider running promotions that directly address the current dealership woes. I want you to use these keywords. For example, offer a skip the dealership discount or a first-time customer special. These promotions can be a great way to attract customers who are fed up with their dealership experiences. So now we have to get into implementing the strategy. Putting the strategy into action means we have to assess our current advertising channels and content. It might be time to revamp your website, step up your social media game, or even just explore local advertising opportunities, depending on where your potential customers are most likely to see your message. Remember, the goal here isn't to take a jab at dealerships, but to positively highlight what makes our shop the better choice by focusing on speed, convenience, technology, cost effectiveness, education, and tailored promotions. We can effectively position our shops as the go-to solution for frustrated dealership customers. As always, it's about staying agile and responsive to the market. I need you to keep an ear to the ground, adapt your messaging as needed, and never stop looking for ways to meet your customers where they are. Let's turn these dealership challenges into opportunities for growth, customer satisfaction, and more customers in our base. A big shout out to our listeners. Your dedication to growth fuels our passion. And let's not forget our fantastic sponsor, Shop Marketing Pros, who makes this show accessible to you. Where quality meets visibility, Shop Marketing Pros ensures your European auto repair shop stands out in a crowded market. Thanks for tuning into the Weekly Blitz. Remember, it's time to rise, grind, and keep your mindset positive. Until next time, this is Chris Cotton signing off.
You've been listening to the Weekly Blitz with Coach Chris Cotton on the AftermarketRadioNetwork.com. Follow Chris on your favorite podcast listening app. Let him know what you'd like him to cover. His email is in the show notes. Chris is all for advancing the aftermarket.